May we help to commence this morning service of worship by singing together hymn number 943, hymn 943 to the tune Manger 364. The God of grace delights to hear the plaintive cry, the humble prayer. Nor shall the weakest saint complain that he has sought the Lord in vain. Seek ye my face, Jehovah cries. With joy the contrite heart replies, thy face I seek. Thy power, with power descend, from every foe my soul defend. Hymn 943 to the tune Manger 364. Present at the prayer meeting, we read there the 107th Psalm and that last verse, whoso is wise and will observe these things, and that wisdom given creates a seeking soul, and that theme is carried on in this morning's service. And we'd read firstly two short portions before our main one. The first in Psalm 27. Psalm 27, commencing to read at verse 7. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father, my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And the second very short portion is from Isaiah 46. Isaiah 45. Just reading from verse 19 to 22 inclusive. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, Seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together. Ye that I escape to the nations, they have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye, and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together who hath declared this from ancient times. Who have told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God beside me. A just God and a Saviour. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. And now our main reading may seem to be a little bit strange, but it is the second of Matthew. And there you will find wise men as seekers. The second chapter of Matthew. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the womb of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the paths of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. May the Lord bless his holy word and help us to pray. Before I pray, friends, I'll just mention that a little afflicted lad, Seth Hart, was taken to hospital last night as he was taken poorly. And so the friends won't be surprised when we try and pray for him. Dear Lord Jesus, Lord, thou knowest all things. And whilst here upon earth, thou didst say, suffer the little children to be brought unto me, and forbid them not. Lord, thou knowest, Lord, that little child, Seth Hart, Lord, we know how he is now, but Lord, thou knowest the seriousness of his affliction, and thou knowest all that thou wilt do, Lord. But may we be given faith as a people to bring him unto thee, that thou wouldest lay thy hand upon him and bless him, and that his dear parents and they that look on might know that thou hast blessed him. And Lord, might be given that grace to be able to say, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Thou knowest what thy will is in the matter. And we pray that if it could please thee, have mercy. Lord, and spare and give wisdom to those that seek to help. For Lord, our times are in thy hand, thou knowest. And so, Lord, we would lay him at thy feet, pleading, Lord, undertake and manage all. And now, dear Lord, thou knowest we are but a small number of people gathered together in thy house, Lord. But thou hast said that where two or three gather together in thy name, there art thou in the midst, dear Lord. And may we not just be a people gathered together, but may thy Holy Spirit work in our hearts, dear Lord, that we might be a seeking people, a people made wise, yea, even made wise unto salvation, though that might be, we might say, a little grand title that some cannot lay claim to. Oh, dear Lord, but if thou hast begun a work, and perhaps that's what we should ask, Lord, that we might be a people in whom thou hast begun a work in each soul. Please do not leave one out, Lord, however young, or however old, Lord. We all need thy work within our breasts. Lord, without thee we can do nothing, are nothing, have nothing. Lord, and no righteousness, only sin. But, O Lord, to be found, even as that one, having to confess that we stand in our filthy garments. Yes, knowing Satan at our right hand to resist us. Yet to hear, O Lord, Satan rebuked by Almighty God. Is not this a brand plucked from the burning? Lord, we cannot comprehend it. Why me? O gracious God, why me? Why was I made to hear thy voice? And into whilst there's room, whilst thousands make a wretched choice, and rather starve than come. But dear Lord, it's all a grace, thy sovereign free grace. It is all, dear Lord, thy righteousness, thy cleansing blood, thy suffering, thy rising again, thy heavenly Father's drawing, that we might come unto thee, thy Holy Spirit leading and teaching and taking of the things of God and opening them to us. Oh dear Lord, we bless thee, Triune Jehovah, for thy precious work in hell deserving sinners, thy precious work, Lord, in sinners that but for thy work would carry on satisfied with the things of this life, enjoying the pleasures thereof for a little season. But oh dear Lord, then what? Oh Lord, we dare not contemplate it, but make us each, Lord, seeking souls made wise unto salvation. And Lord, do not leave one out, we pray, whether present or absent, whether listening in or present in thy house. Thou knowest the circumstances of each one. But Lord, may there be that done in thy name, to thine honour and glory this day, in their souls. Lord, may souls know what it is to be real seekers. Lord, having to withdraw in private. Oh Lord, to go on their knees, to plead with thee, to remember them. Being brought, Lord, to wrestle with thee even during the night. Lord, it's thy work. It's thy work to make a sinner wrestle with thee. Oh dear Lord, do go on, we pray. Get the honour and glory. Bring forth souls to praise thy name. And so, Lord, make us wise, we do plead. Lord, it's thy word. If any of ye lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Lord, we're asking. We're asking, Lord, please give us each wisdom. Please make us wise unto salvation. Give us that wisdom, Lord, to be able to see thy precious work and bless thee for it. Give us understanding that we might watch thy hand in all things and bless thee for it. To acknowledge what the Lord hath done and bless thee for it. Oh dear Lord, bring forth praise from our hearts, that we might truly be able to say, oh, that my soul might love and praise thee more, thy beauteous trace, thy majesty adore. Live near thy heart, upon thy bosom lean, obey thy voice, and all thy will esteem. Lord, are there those not obeying thy voice? Thou knowest, Lord. Oh, soften each heart, constrain each heart to be willing and obedient. Lord, thou knowest. And so we lay all before thee, Lord, and plead. Do our souls good, Lord. And, O Lord, may we lay before thee that we are pastorless. And thou hast promised in thy word that thou wouldst set over thy people pastors after thine own heart. Lord, to teach, to draw forth, oh, that thou hast blessed us with a God-sent pastor, with a God-sent work to do amongst us. Lord, do in mercy, look down upon us. Do this for us, Lord. Lord, thou knowest every thought that floods through every mind as we pray this. Lord, please do not leave us to our own choice, to our own so-called wisdom. But do please make it plain whom thou wilt send. And give us, Lord, a heart willing for thy will to be done. Oh, dear Lord, what wretched hearts we have. We pray, dear Lord, make us malleable. Soften our hearts and make us as malleable clay in thy hands, that thy perfect will might be done here at Maidstone. Lord, do then, we pray thee, please help us. May we truly lean upon thee. Oh Lord, may we truly be able to say that we lean upon our beloved. Lord, do all for us. And now, dear Lord, thou knowest. Lord, that which we trust that thou hast given to read, help, Lord, apply it, Lord. Use it, Lord, we plead. And thy servant made willing to come up this evening hour. Lord, use him also, we pray. Grant thy word given to him. Apply thy word, Lord. It's not the man, it's thy word, Lord, we seek. And Lord, as we sit around thy table, Lord, oh, may it be because thou hast bidden us with desire. I have desired to eat this Passover with you. Oh, may there be that reciprocal desire in our souls to come and dine with thee, Lord, to remember thee in these tokens, Lord. Lord, Oh, may even souls as they look on, be on the stretch after thee. Lord, bring me there. Bid me come. Help me to come. O Lord, thou knowest each soul, fearful to presume. But O Lord, may there be even as that Philip speaking to the eunuch, if thou believest with all thy heart. O Lord, and may each soul cry out, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. O Lord, how we each need it. So, Lord, may we be a people walking with a tender spirit, a contrite heart before thee, looking to thee to do all for us. And, dear Lord, we are instructed to pray for our nation, those that rule over us. And, O dear Lord, thou knowest all. O may there be those in high office, Lord, that thou art pleased to work in and through, that there might even be, Lord, a correcting of those things which are evil in thy sight, those right laws made. Lord, that there might be a turning again unto thee. O Lord, we pray, do in mercy forgive. Lord, and turn souls heavenward, undeserving though they are, and as we are. And Lord, we think of those marches in London in support of the Palestinian people. And Lord, thy word says, God himself is the judge, Selah. Lord, thou knowest all events. And there is nothing, dear Lord, that has taken thee by surprise. But thou hast an ancient people. And we do believe by thy word, dear Lord, that they will be brought into the light to see thee as their Saviour. Lord, we plead that there might be that light shining upon them, that they might be brought to know thee. O dear Lord, help us to pray rightly in these deep matters, these solemn matters. O Lord, may these solemn events all be used by thee for the saving of never dying souls. Lord, how fallen is mankind. And yet we are told in thy word there will be wars and rumours of wars. There will be those earthquakes. Oh, dear Lord, we see it all around us. Help us to be heedful of it and to seek earnestly to be saved, to flee unto the rock that is higher than I. Lord, to be found sheltering in thy side, under thy blood, bleeding for thee, Lord, to purge us with hyssop, sprinkle that blood, as it were, over us. Lord, do in mercy then. Help us to be diligent. Lord, for there will be an end. Oh, make us ready as those wise virgins. Oh, dear Lord, help us to take heed to thy word and to seek thee whilst thou mayest be found. Now please forgive us all that we ask amiss. O Lord, make up in giving where we fail in asking. Lord, undertake for us and bless us as we meet together. Be thou present in our midst and cause thy presence to be known and felt personally by us, Lord. Cause our hearts to burn within us as thou dost commune with us by the way. We plead for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. The notices for the week are to God willing. Mr. Marcus Funnell is engaged to preach here this evening when the ordinance of the Lord's Supper will be observed during the evening service. And Mr. Paul Tyler is engaged to preach on Tuesday evening, and not Mr. John Hart as advertised. Mr. Hart kindly came when Paul Tyler was unwell, and now Mr. Tyler will take the place of John Hart, God willing, on Tuesday evening. And Mr. Gary Christie is engaged to preach next Lord's Day. May we now be helped to continue our worship by singing hymn number 30. Hymn number 30, to the tune Dublin 129. The soul that with sincere desires seeks after Jesus' love, that soul the Holy Ghost inspires with breathings from above. Hymn number 30, tune Dublin 129.
Thank you.
Reed has helped. A sermon preached by Mr. Ramsbottom in December 1998. His text you will find in the second chapter of Matthew. And the 11th verse. And just a central clause there. And fell down and worshipped him. The central clause of Matthew 2, verse 11. And fell down and worshipped him. This morning, I will not speak exactly on the words I've read, but on the very important things that come before. I should like, as enabled by the Holy Spirit, later on to speak to you about the real nature of spiritual worship and what it is at Bethlehem to worship our incarnate God, to worship the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Now, exactly who were these wise men? We do not know. We are not told how many there were, what their names were, where they came from, whether or not they were kings. Of course, there is so much tradition concerning them. The Word of God, the Greek, calls them the Magi, which we render as the wise men. The reason that they are thought to be kings is because the prophecy in Isaiah 60 and the third verse in particular has always been taken as referring to them. The light that shall shine from heaven, that light that shall shine from heaven, and kings shall come to the brightness of thy rising. It has usually been agreed that they came from Persia or Arabia. But leaving all that, whatever it means, who they were, what their names were, where they came from, what exactly it means by the Magi, the wise men. One thing is abundantly clear. They were made wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And that is the only true wisdom that matters, to be made to salvation wise. They had this wonderful revelation. God made himself, his truth, known to them through this bright star. There was the desire, the work in their heart to find the Saviour, the promised Messiah, the newborn King. And they set out, and at last they found him. Now, beloved friends, the great point with you and me is to be found among those who are made wise unto salvation. When scripture speaks of those who are wise, it does not mean those who are clever, those who are intelligent, Some are people with no intellect at all, people who cannot read or write, people who can hardly understand anything. Also, when the Word of God speaks of those who are foolish, it does not mean those who are silly or ignorant. It means those who are destitute of the truth as it is in Jesus. Oh, the great point is for the Spirit of God to make us wise. If we are made wise, the great concern will be our immortal souls. If we are made truly wise, like these wise men, we shall have no rest, no peace, till we come right where the Lord Jesus is, till we find him, till we see him, till we worship him for ourselves. The Lord Jesus so often spoke of those who were wise. Let me just give you two instances. The wise virgins. Why were they wise? Well, because the day of the Lord's coming did not take them by surprise. They were made right. They were made ready. They had oil in their lamps. Their lamps were trimmed and burning. And when that solemn cry was heard, which one day you and I will hear, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him," they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And then the other case, the wise man who built his house on the rock. Why was he wise? Because he had a good foundation. His house was built on the rock. And then when the awful storm came and beat vehemently, his house fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. May we, like these wise men, be made wise unto salvation. Like the wise virgins, be made ready. Like the wise man, may our house be built upon the rock of eternal ages. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Really, this was the first fruits of the bringing in of the Gentiles into the church of God. The shepherds, of course, were Jews. They were Israelites. But these wise men were Gentiles. And they were the first fruits of that great and glorious work which has been going on ever since. Because we are Gentile sinners who by nature and birth are aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise. But that word has a relevance to Gentile sinners. But now, in Jesus Christ, ye, who sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Oh, these wise men were made nigh. They were brought nigh. You know, the Lord says, covet earnestly the best gifts. Oh, to covet an interest in this, in our soul's feelings, to be made nigh by the blood of Christ. Behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" It is a great question, isn't it? Where is he? Of course, the other great question of the gospel is this: who is he? The wise men said, where is he? When the Lord Jesus rode into Jerusalem on an ass to die, the people said, who is this? You little ones may sometimes sing, who is this in yonder stall, at whose feet the shepherds fall? When we think of the babe of Bethlehem, when we think of the birth of the Lord Jesus, the great question is, who is this? And the greatest act of faith is to look on a helpless babe lying in a manger, in a stable, and to say, this is true Almighty God. It is the highest act of faith. And it is that faith that every sinner saved by grace possesses, that the babe of Bethlehem is our Maker, our Creator, the second person in the Godhead, co-equal, co-eternal with God, co-eternal with Father and the Holy Ghost. Who is this? To say that this is true Almighty God and to believe it. And you see, that is the wonder of it. I would that all of us during this coming week might have a sense of wonder and amazement. Because I do believe that if our religion is real, at times there will be a sense of wonder and amazement. That beautiful hymn has the heading over the top, the wonders of redemption. And did the holy and the just, the sovereign of the skies, stoop down to wretchedness and dust, the guilty worms might rise? Who is this? And when we think of who Christ is and who he was from all eternity, oh, this will magnify his love to us. And this will magnify his condescension. How low he stooped to become a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And never forget that he became a real man. That is, he took a human body and he took a true, reasonable human soul into union with his divine person, never to be separated to all eternity. Now hold that point fast. In the early days of the Christian church, the first attack of Satan was on the Godhead of Christ, and that did not succeed. The attack was, how could it be possible that this babe, this man, was true Almighty God? That was Satan's first attack, and it did not succeed. And then the second attack, and this in measure did succeed. Well, if he was true Almighty God, he could not really have been a real man as well. That did succeed, and solemnly it is rearing its ugly head today. Now hold fast to the truth, as you value your immortal soul, that the Lord Jesus was a real man. Though holy, harmless, undefiled and separate from sinners, he was a real man, though true Almighty God. Not two separate persons, but two natures, one human, one divine, in one glorious Christ. He must be a real man, that he might suffer and bleed and die. But he must be true Almighty God, that there might be any value, any efficacy in the blood he shed, the work he came to perform. Now who is this? But you know, it can be put in a personal sense. Who is this? I have sometimes thought of it something like this. There might be some most honourable, important person, and people say, who is this? They say, well, he is the Prime Minister, or he is some great man. You might ask somebody else, and they say, he is my brother. You might ask another, and they say, he is my father. You might ask another, and they say, he is my friend. I trust all of us this morning can rightly answer this question, who is this? That he is the Son of God from all eternity. The godly Scottish covenanter said, you have never to preach the birth of Christ without his eternal generation as the Son of God. I hope all can say, this is true Almighty God, but who is this? Can you say that he is my Saviour? He is my Redeemer? If you do not just go as far as that, can you say he is my only hope? If ever my poor soul be saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. In the 5th chapter of the Song of Solomon, the daughters of Jerusalem really ask the church, the bride of Christ, who is this? And she gave a wonderful answer. She ended up, his mouth is most sweet. Yea, he's altogether lovely. This is my beloved, this is my friend, O ye daughters of Jerusalem. Oh, can you answer that question? What think ye of Christ? But you see, the question the wise men asked was, where is he? Where is he that is born King of the Jews? And the learned men, the rabbis in Jerusalem, could give the answer. They could give the wise men the answer. They could give Herod the answer. Because it was clearly recorded in Scripture, Bethlehem, Judah. Thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel. It is a beautiful scripture, isn't it? Can any of you go with me in this morning, at the very sound of the name? The word Bethlehem is attractive to you. Why? Because it was here that the Son of God, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. Oh, the sweet sound in the name of Bethlehem. But that is a beautiful scripture from Micah 5. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, that is Micah. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel. Now this is it, whose goings forth have been from of old, everlasting. You know what follows in the same chapter. You cannot separate it in Micah 5. You cannot separate verse 2 from verse 5. That verse which some of us love so much, and this man shall be the peace. That is just what we want. Peace by his cross has Jesus made. The angels came from heaven to sing about it. Peace on earth. And we want to feel that peace in our hearts. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? But you will not find him in Bethlehem now. You will not find him in Bethlehem this morning. Come see the place where the Lord lay, that manger, that stable. They are forever vacated. We remember Bethlehem, but we did not find the Lord Jesus in Bethlehem this morning. You have to go on from Bethlehem. Well, where is he? We see him hanging, bleeding, dying on the cross, our only hope. He came to Bethlehem that he might go to Calvary. But you will not find him this morning hanging on the cross. That cross is forever vacated. That is the evil, the wickedness of these crucifixes. They are wrong to portray the Lord Jesus, but wrong to portray him as though he is still on the cross. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? If you want to find him this morning, you have to go up to heaven and see the risen, exalted Saviour. Wherefore? Because he came to Bethlehem, because he came to Calvary, because he died and rose again. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. I believe there are many of you here this morning, and from an honest heart you can say this, whatever else you cannot say. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds. Because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Draw me, and we will run after thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name, and to the remembrance of thee. None but Jesus. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? Well, he is in heaven, exalted at God's right hand. And the redeemed sing to him eternally, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. But where is he? Well, he is to be found in his holy word. Search the scriptures. For in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. He's in the house of God this morning. Do you believe it? Do you believe what you do believe? Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. You cannot see him. But do you believe he is here? Now, where is he that is born King of the Jews? He is in the preaching of the everlasting gospel. He is the glory of the gospel. Without him there would not be any gospel. Where is he? Is he found in your heart? Or is your heart like the crowded inn at Bethlehem, room for everyone and everything else, but no room for him? Is Christ found in your heart, the hope of glory? Or shall I put it like this? If you dare not say that Christ is in your heart, Do you have to pray, O come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee. It is a wonderful thing if you've got a space in your heart and none but Jesus can fill it. If you have that aching void, and none but Jesus can relieve it, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him. And they did worship him. They did find him. But where is this wonderful revelation? But there is this wonderful revelation to them, that the promised Messiah, the Son of God, had been born. Whether they had still some of the ancient scriptures out in those eastern lands, or whether it was pure revelation, we do not know. But they had it made known to them that a King of the Jews was born. I take it by the King of the Jews, they meant the promised Messiah, the Son of God. They must have known he was more than an earthly king, because they wanted to worship him. This is an attractive subject, the Star of Bethlehem. Shine, Bethlehem star, O shine, the night is dark, and I am far from home. Beloved friends, the Church of God today is not led by some star in the sky. Spiritually, the Star of Bethlehem still leads the people of God. And by the Star of Bethlehem leading the people of God, I understand these two things: the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Never the Spirit of God contrary to the Word of God, or the Word of God contrary to the Spirit of God. These two together. The Spirit of God and the Word of God. The Word of God shining into your heart. The Spirit of God shining into your heart. The Word of God shining upon your pathway. The Spirit of God shining upon your pathway. That heavenly light. A light to shine upon the road that leads me to the Lamb. And the point with them was this. They wanted to come where Christ was. They wanted to find Christ. Do you have a religion like that? I must have Christ as all in all, or sink in ruin, guilt and thrall. None but Jesus. So, they set out on pilgrimage. I take it that this must have been a long journey, and it must have been a very dangerous journey, and it must have caused them a lot of inconvenience. They had to leave everyone and everything, and they had to set forth to go on this spiritual journey, and they could find no rest, they could find no peace, until they found Christ. Now, have you a religion like that? Are you made willing to leave the world? You're made willing to leave everything. There's only one thing that really matters, and that is to find Christ. You know, if your religion does not cost you anything, it is not worth anything. There was a reality in their religion. Their religion had to come first. There is a scripture. And I do feel that we as a congregation need it. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye search for me with all your heart. It is not a kind of half-hearted seeking of Christ. Some of us go back to those days where eternity was made such a solemn reality. It cast a dark, black cloud over everything. I go back to those days, the dark black cloud that was over everything, no peace, no joy, no happiness, no satisfaction here. But then there is that conflict, that struggle. You feel you must be going after Christ, but the world is still pulling you. The world trying to hold you. You know you cannot have both. In the end, you are made willing, in the day of his power, to leave everything, if only you might find Christ. May the Star of Bethlehem shine in your hearts. And may the Star of Bethlehem lead you to where the infant Redeemer lies. Now the Star of Bethlehem will never lead you wrongly, never lead you amiss. It seems to me in reading this chapter they followed the star intently until they were getting to the land of Israel. But they ended in the wrong place. They ended up at Herod's palace in Jerusalem. I do not believe the star led them wrongly. I believe they took their eyes off the star, and the star withdrew itself. These wise men were taking things for granted because they were using their earthly wisdom. We are seeking the King of the Jews. We're nearly there. Surely it must be Jerusalem. Surely it must be the palace. And they went to the palace. But the infant Christ was not to be found there. We do have to be aware of our human reason when we are seeking after Christ. We need to be under the influence of the Spirit of God. We need to be led by the Star of Bethlehem. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. But right at the beginning, there was the sorrow, and there was the trial, and there always will be that. Herod, seeking the young child, that he might slay him. And then Herod put into death all those young children in and around Bethlehem. It will always be the same. We had a baptismal service 21 years ago this week. It was Christmas week. Do you know what the text was at that baptismal service? Can any of you remember? Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. As I remember, the point was something like this. The opposition to the Saviour's coming into this world. The hatred of Satan. And yet, he could not destroy the young child. Christ could not be destroyed. He could not die until that day, eternally fixed, and the counsels of God came. I think I spoke of something like this, that wherever there is the beginning of a work of grace in a sinner's heart, then Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. But he never will. And he never can. But there will be the trials. There will be the sorrow. There will be the testing. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. It brought them to Christ. And perhaps some of you young ones are tried whether you know anything about the Holy Spirit's work. I was, in my spiritual beginnings, very, very much so. I felt I knew Christ personally and savingly, but the Holy Spirit and Holy Spirit's work, well, are so tried and tempted on it. Until it was made clear, so clear, that the office of the Holy Spirit is not to speak of himself, not to glorify himself, but his covenant office is to reveal Christ. And the more you are brought to esteem and love Christ, the more the Holy Spirit is honoured and glorified. Really, it is this, that which we have sung, the soul that with sincere desires seeks after Jesus' love, that soul the Holy Ghost inspires with breathings from above. But the Holy Spirit will always lead you to Christ. That is the test of the Holy Spirit's work. You will be led to Christ. Christ will be glorified. Christ will be made precious. So these wise men did not see the star in vain. They did not leave all in vain. They did not follow the star of Bethlehem in vain. And neither will you. If the star of Bethlehem, the star of hope, has begun to shine upon your life and in your heart and upon the word and upon your pathway, then he will never leave you until he leads you even where the young child is. They were brought right to the very place, right to the very person, this glorious person, our incarnate God, who came into this world of sin and sorrow to save sinners. Oh, what an encouragement there is for you, longing, seeking souls, that they that seek shall find. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. For none ever sought the Lord in vain. And these wise men did not. There was the trial, the disappointment, the trial when they cannot see the star, the trial with Herod. Below the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came, and stood over where the young child was, the sinner, brought to the feet of Jesus. And that will be you. As by precious faith, you are able to follow the star of Bethlehem with that one desire to be brought where Jesus is. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child, of course, in medieval pagantry and paintings. There were all kinds of strange things. But obviously this was not the night of the Saviour's birth. This was no longer the stable. This was the house, some humble dwelling, some house in Bethlehem. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. They did not fall down and worship her. They fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. The wise men, falling down before the infant Christ of Bethlehem, and we too would join with them, and we too would be real spiritual worshippers. They fell down and worshipped him. Amen. Let us sing together. Now concluding hymn 1036. Hymn 1036. Jude Oakley 354. Seek ye my face, the Saviour cries. My soul, where canst thou find supplies? But in the Lamb for sinners slain, who has not shed his blood in vain, thou shalt obtain the blessing yet. Jesus will not thy cries forget. Wait on the Lord, take courage still, his promise surely he'll fulfill. Hymn 1036, June Ilkley, 354. Forgive anything that thou hast seen amiss, and do, we pray thee, bless thine own work, and cause it to bring forth our fruit to thine honour and glory. Do please be with us during the interval. Come up with us again this evening, we pray thee. Give thy servant that to preach. Help him in the preaching, Lord. For may it be thy word sent forth by thy power to our souls, dear Lord, we pray. And now may the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, sweet teaching, union, communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.